This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A Gallup poll following Donald Trump's first 6 months in office as president found his lowest approval rating in the nation among all 50 states at just 26% in Vermont. It is very much within that context that my guest Bill Mayers got together with the cartoonist Jeff Danziger to produce a book of essays called The Full Vermontie, Vermont in the Age of Trump. It's a kind of guide for those Vermonters who, in lieu of an alternate universe in which anyone but Trump won the White House, would prefer to fast forward through the Trump presidency as quick as possible. Bill Mayers is the author of numerous books and is an occasional commentator for VPR. And he joins me now in our VPR studios in Colchester to talk about The Full Vermontie. Bill, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Mitch. It's great to be here.
So my guess would be that the genesis for this book began on election night 2016, or perhaps in the wee hours of the following morning. When and why did you decide to produce this book, calling on a number of Vermonters to express their anger and or disappointment at the reality of a Trump presidency?
Well, I'd had open-heart surgery a month before, and the election day, the 8th of November, was my birthday. So I had sort of a double whammy of disappointment, and but I refused to despair. And after a month or so of denial, talked to my friends. One of them was Jeff Danziger, and he said, well, why not write another book before dementia sets in? And I said, that's a great idea, but I'll only do it with you. So we started off, and Steve Terry, who is an old Vermont newspaperman and a wonderful guy whom we both know, and he liked the idea. So he ended up writing the first essay. And then we started to think about, well, who else could be in this? And finally, in about a month, we invited 18 or 19 people to do it. I gave them a deadline, and they all met the deadline. And so we ended up with this wonderful potpourri of ideas that was far better than we could have done ourselves.
A lot of the writers who appear in this book, a lot of Vermonters I think will recognize. Julia Alvarez is in there and many others. What did you ask them to do, the task that they were put to?
Yeah, well, I said, I'll give you 400, 500, 700 words. If you can be funny, do so. But if you must be serious, then be that way. And it ended up being exactly what we hoped for, because some people were very serious, like Madeline Cunin, and an old friend of mine from the CIA, Haviland Smith, wrote about Trump's authoritarian personality. But then there were some other people who, a friend of mine from CVU, wrote his PhD about John Dewey. So he was able to merge John Dewey and education and Dewey turning over in his grave about being in the age of Trump. And we had a couple of cartoons from Don Hooper and Ed Koren, as well as Jeff's cartoons. And so it ended up being like a wonderful museum of different perspectives. And I think that succeeded.
There are the cartoons by Jeff Danziger you talked about sprinkled throughout the book. One of them shows Trump in a cart attached to the back of a tractor that's not moving, and Trump says, "Where's the damn chauffeur?" In another, he's angrily shouting at a row of seeds that were just planted to grow. He wants them to grow, and they're not growing fast enough for him. In another, he threatens to sue a chainsaw that he's holding if it won't start for him. Now, these are all under the heading Trump on the Farm. What was the intent in putting Trump in these farm settings, according to Jeff Danziger?
I'm presuming. I didn't ask him specifically, but of course, I mean, we think of Vermont as a farming state, and to imagine that this guy who's lived most of his life in luxury and a New York hotel would be able to do anything on a farm is at least ludicrous.
I wonder if you think there's a risk in producing a staunchly anti-Trump book purporting to speak for a state that's already seen by a lot of Trump supporters as an outlier. I mean, I'm sure that's how a lot of folks look at Vermont. Do you worry that, you know, maybe you'll just be adding fuel to a fire that labels Vermont in a way that leaves the state vulnerable to charges of a liberal bias?
Well, yes, but I'm not worried about this. I felt that in the middle of writing this book that, again, I'm only one Vermonter, and I am opinionated, of course, but we want other states to do their own. And if they want to write books about Trump, they can do that. If the West Coast, Oregon, wants to write its book about the full Oregonian, that's fine. But we could start something that other people might emulate in their own ways. we just wanted this thing to be in the public arena for discussion. If people want to trash it, fine. I mean, that's one of the wonderful things about the First Amendment.
You know, although Vermont really did go very heavily for Hillary Clinton in the general election, nearly 100,000 Vermonters did cast a vote for Trump. That's not insignificant in a state of just over 600,000 people. And, you know, a lot of those folks who did vote for Trump did so in the rural, remote parts of the state, many of which are home to farms and farmers. And I wonder if you think that some of those Trump voters, you know, might take offense at the way you portray Trump as a buffoon in Vermont's farming community.
Sure. I'm sure they do. But I still think he's a buffoon. They should feel that they can do their own book or they can do their own speech. I'm not saying they're buffoons. I'm saying Trump is a buffoon. And let them make the connection if they want.
Was the book cathartic for you in any way?
Well, that's a good question. I was proud to have been part of it and proud to have persuaded all this variety of people to participate in it and to take pride in the collective effort. And I think being able to actually do something tangible to voice my dismay at his presidency, yeah, I think that was cathartic.
Bill Mayers has written or co-written 15 books and is a former member of the Vermont House of Representatives as well as an occasional VPR commentator. His latest work with the cartoonist Jeff Danziger is called The Full Vermonty, Vermont in the Age of Trump. Bill, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.